Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, back from a trip to the USA. What parsha are we talking about this week?
We're talking about the parsha of Dvarim, and we're talking about the Chumash Dvarim generally as well. Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. It's the review of the Torah, so to speak. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's final oration to the Jewish people. And it's an oration over the last months of his life. And it was meant to be both a review of the past and a glimpse into the future. And I think that the strength and the beauty of Chumash Dvarim, which is enormously powerful, the words and the thoughts and the candid descriptions are enormously powerful. But the insight into it is that a new generation arises. Moshe is talking to a new group of people. His people are dead, most of them at least, the vast majority. The people who went out from Egypt, the people who stood at Sinai, the people who saw Moshe split the Red Sea, his audience is gone. And now he speaks to their children. He speaks to the next generation. And the next generation, in order for it to have value and to be able, so to speak, to determine who they are and what they are and what they're supposed to do, have to have a sense of the past. And that's the idea of the Chumash Dvarim. In the first verse, Moshe reminds them already of all the places that they visited during the desert. And here this happened, and here that happened. Here the golden calf was constructed. Here you thirsted for water. And it's necessary to remind this generation, which does not have the experience, but nevertheless has to have the memory, in order for it to be successful. Now, Moshe's task is therefore a difficult one. People are not always enamored of the past. New generations always think that they're doing better than the old. And no one likes to be reminded of troubles, of tzoras. Part of the Jewish experience in our time is that it becomes abundantly clear that Judaism will not survive merely on the memory of the Holocaust. People don't want to be reminded of poverty. People don't want to be reminded of persecution, especially if their situation is improved. So the Jewish people, they want to hear about slavery in Egypt, and they don't want to hear about being taken out from Egypt. Why should they have to accept all of these burdens upon them? And therefore, that's Moshe's task in this great oration, somehow to connect them to that past, connect them so intimately to that past that they themselves, in the words of the Haggadah that we recite on Pesach, Kilu hu atzmo yotzo mimitzrayim, as though he himself went out from Egypt. And Jews have to feel that way now over three millennia after the Exodus, just as they had to feel it in the time of Moshe when he is departing from the world. The Book of Dvarim and the Sedra of Dvarim also points out what lies ahead for the Jewish people. How to be a people, a godly people, nevertheless, at the same time, run a government, have a nation, have an army, have an economy. It's one thing to be a godly people in a monastery. You can shut yourself off from everything. And, you can sit and contemplate the whole day, sit and study the whole day. And that generation of the desert, that's in effect what they were. They had miraculous bread and miraculous water. Nobody had to work. There was no national entity, so to speak, to support. The pillar of cloud was the dry cleaner, and the pillar of light was the electric company, and you didn't have to do anything. So in that generation, the Talmud says, Dor Dea was an intellectual generation, a generation of knowledge, a generation of spirit, even though it also was a generation that fell short of its goals. But now we're coming to a new generation, right, that has to plow and till and fight and divide and settle disputes and everything else that goes into a society, into a national society, and a given land with borders, with neighbors that are hostile. That's an enormous task. And Moshe has to bridge between the two generations. He has to take them from the generation of their fathers, from the monastery, so to speak, from being hermit-like, from being isolated in ivory tower, into the generation that Yehoshua will lead across the Jordan River, and that for over 20 years will be engaged in conquering the land, settling the land, the dividing the land between the tribes, and creating a Jewish society. Not unlike our task today of trying to create a Jewish society when a national entity hadn't existed for 1900 years. So it's a work in progress. And Moshe indicated that it would be a work in progress. I think more than perhaps any of the other books of the Chumashim of the Bible, the book of Devarim speaks to us because it points out all of the relevant problems that we face today. And again, the strongest, the most powerful issue is how to somehow create a society that has a loyalty to the past, while at the same time maintaining a vision to the future. A society that in one sense is holy, but in the other sense is practical, and is able to collect the garbage and do everything else that has to be done in order to have a quality of life to sustain us. How do you do that? And there are no magic formulae. And the only way to do it is through hard work, and again, through the vision that Moshe intends and hopes to inspire the Jewish people. So Moshe is not just talking to that generation. He is speaking to us, to our problems, our difficulties. And even though, as I mentioned, the book of Devarim is probably the harshest and most critical of all of the books, Moshe spares no words regarding the faults of the Jewish people. It still is the most optimistic because he sees what will be. He sees the potential. He sees what can be accomplished in spite of all the problems. Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pomim Yivorech Eschem Gasher Diber Lachem. Moshe says, may you increase a thousandfold. And the Lord bless you as he said that he would. So through that combination of God's blessing and man's work is the attainment of a just and peaceful and holy society. And that's the task. That's what we aim to do. We aim to fulfill Moshe's vision, and we aim to live through the Chumash Devarim, and we aim to somehow bridge between the past and the future in one continuous chain of holiness and good living.
Devarim as a beacon of optimism with Rabbi Beryl Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.